Awards for the best costume riders and decorated bicycles will begin about 10:30 a.m. at the Metro Center. Today is also the third annual Rail and Trail Day, which will see Santa Cruz riders loading bikes onto trains in Felton for the ride back on Highway 9. Free breakfast for bicycle riders will be provided at businesses and schools across the county. In a report released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 7,000 teens die annually in alcohol-related car crashes, 300 of those on prom weekends alone. This year, Ford Motor Company is working to help teens become better drivers by turning to the web. Randy Bleiser, chief driving instructor at Proformance, a driving school in Arizona, said distraction is a major problem. When a phone, a CD player, and other passengers are in the car, there are distractions that a new driver isn't prepared to handle. If you'd like more information, log on to www.drivingskillforlife.com. KSCO Central Coast weather. Becoming mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s along the coast into the mid-80s inland. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay. West winds increasing to 10 to 20 knots during the afternoon. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet. Northwest swells 2 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. 56 degrees the temperature at KSCO. Stay tuned for the Radiance and Chocolate Hour on KSCO following a couple of minutes with Richard Jenks, Dr. Joel Wallach on Dead Doctors Don't Lie on KOMY at 6 minutes past noon.
2 minutes with Richard is presented by Cocogevity, the delicious new sky-high antioxidant product from Youngevity. Available now from your local Youngevity distributor or by pickup from KSCO Studios on Portola Drive. Call 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup of Cocogevity, one incredible product.
And now here's the former president of the CBS Broadcast Group, Richard Jenks.
Baseball recently celebrated the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's racial integration of Major League Baseball. His career, because of jibes and taunts from some fellow players and by many fans, had required heroic self-restraint on his part. The most difficult baseball franchises were those where there had been bloody strife during the Civil War, such as Baltimore, Cincinnati, and St. Louis. Nevertheless, there was an almost unbelievable gulf between his life in his native California and life in the big leagues. This is not to say that being a young black man in Southern California during the 40s and 50s was to be immune to racial prejudice. But the Jackie Robinson who was the tailback of the UCLA football team and earned a letter in three other major sports was a hero to his fellow students, and received, so far as I was aware, nothing but admiration from the stands. In other words, there was a huge gulf in terms of racial prejudice between California, a state which had never had slavery, and the substantial pro-Southern prejudice among many baseball franchises and baseball players. One other fact. Before Jackie Robinson was born, there was a black football athlete at Berkeley. His name was Walter Gordon, and he was named an All-American in 1918. Gordon went on to become a coach, a civil rights leader, a federal district judge, and the governor of the Virgin Islands. Let's remember him, too. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Youngevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080.
Hey, this is Radiance and Chocolate for Monday, the 14th of May. It's your noontime hour. Yeah, that was my chair. Could you tell? This is Sophie Winnick here
with
my
Stone.
Melissa Stone, my lovely co-host. And today we're going to be talking about something everybody needs to hear about, think about, be aware of. We're going to be talking about disaster preparedness.
But we don't want to put fear out into the community. No. We just want to stress that we should all be prepared.
It's not at all about fear, and that's why a lot of people avoid this. It's like, I don't want to worry about this. It's just causing anxiety. But appropriate response and being prepared and saying, okay, this is, may not ever happen, and God forbid it ever does. But if it does, I'm prepared. And that's the important thing.
And you know what to do so you can act calmly in a situation.
Then you can relax, you know. But first of all, in our first little tiny segment, I want to give a shout out, speaking of taking care of your neighbors and being prepared. First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there that I didn't get to say it in person. But another thing is, I don't know if you guys will remember Summer, who was our friend on our very first show. I want to tell you what she's doing, talking about helping your neighbors. My God. She has friends in Colorado who, long story short, were in a horrendous accident, car accident. These are parents. They have two little kids. One is a six-month-old child. These people broke their backs and cannot afford to stay in the hospital anymore. And this is how people become homeless, you know. So without going into too many particulars, my friend Summer and her friend Jeff, her husband, I hope he's her friend too, and their two children, they're going to Colorado to care for their friends.
Wow, way to go, Summer.
And they're going there for like 6 months, and they're going to be nursing them back to health.
That's
so
great.
I just think people need to know about this. This, and it happens more often than you think. So anyway, I wanted to put out some love there. Good job, Summer. And I'm going to be donating some Youngevity products to her to keep her strong and to keep her kids strong and keep the people she's caring for strong. Anyway, so yay, you guys. Anyway, our guests today are Copper Resnick, who is a certified CERT trainer, and she's the manager through the California Service Corps, she's the 5th District representative to the Santa Cruz Emergency Management Council, chair of the San Lorenzo Valley Disaster Planning Committee. Boy, that's a lot.
Sounds like you do a lot.
Words for today. And on the executive committee of the Santa Cruz CERT Council. And so she started the SLV CERT program in 2004. Hello, Copper.
Hello.
Hi, we're glad to have you with us. And the other wonderful guest we have, and everybody's in studio today, it's really fun, is Captain Ray Soler, who's the Disaster Preparedness Officer at the Felton Fire Station. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
I'm so glad to have you guys here with us. And like I said, this first segment is always really short, so, you know, we just want to get a little bit in. I don't know if, did I say enough about who you guys are, or you want to, you know, okay, so let's just do a little overview of what is CERT. It's C-E-R-T.
Well, CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team, and it's a program that actually was initiated in L.A. back in 81, is that?
84, 85, somewhere around
there. In the early 80s, but really took off after 911. As a way to get community members responsible for and prepared for disasters on their own. So it's a 20-hour program, and you learn a number of fundamentals, including basics around disaster preparedness kits, what food and water, what medications to have on hand, what do you want in your home to prepare yourself, and also how to organize your neighborhood if you're cut off and the first responders can't come in. So you learn basic fire suppression, light search and rescue, a number of things that really help you be ready for being cut off. Did you want to say more about it, Ray?
No.
Well, that is timely because I hear the music. Well, we'll come back with that after this break. But I want to remind you, if you want to participate in our discussion, you have questions, comments, etc., it's 831-479-1080 on the Monday edition of the Radiance and Chocolate Show. And we will be back with Sophie and Melissa, Ray and Copper.
Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
Ron, you're here at Capitola Freight and Salvage. Why are you here?
Well, they got many good deals here. You know how to put them together.
You come here often?
Quite often, many years. Deal with the price a little bit, but I don't like to hurt anybody either. So I generally pay pretty much what they ask. I have a lot of stuff in my house that I've bought from here over the years. And now I buy houses and refurbish them and turn anything into gold.
And you do with the use of this store?
The usage of this store near, oh, I would say 20 years.
There you go. Repeat customer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The phone number is 465-6990. That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
We're back on Radiance and Chocolate. Telephone number, if you'd like to participate in our program today, is area code 831-479-1080.
Hey, guys. It's Sophie and Melissa again. And I'm going to just turn it over to Copper and Ray because they got a lot to say that we need to hear. Hey, guys.
Okay. I just want to talk about the Felton Fire Protection District and its CERT program. It's fairly new. We just got it started last September. And what we're hoping to do is get as many people trained up in CERT and as many teams working as possible within Felton Fire Protection District.
How many teams do you have now, Ray?
Right now we have the makings of two.
And what makes up a team and how many people?
What makes up a team is just people coming in and taking the class and getting together as a group and deciding they want to build a team. And once they do, then I can help them get it set up, and I can give them the books and stuff and get them rolling.
And these are just neighbors, just like me and you?
Just like everyday people.
Is there an age limit for this?
We prefer to start with, at the youngest level, would be a freshman in high school.
Okay.
And as far as the upper age, no. There is a job for everybody. Physical ability doesn't really play into it. There's a job for everybody on a CERT crew.
Really? Yeah. So even if you're an elder in our community and you're thinking, I can't go around putting out little fires and doing triage, you know, there is something to help out.
Let somebody else put out the fires and do the triage, and you take care of the paperwork.
Okay. Great. We can all, you know, we're all one thing, people.
Everyone has a talent.
Yeah.
We can all chip in.
We have something to contribute. Can you tell me a little bit about what is the commitment involved in terms of the training?
The commitment is it's a 20 to 24-hour class, depending on how much I feel like talking.
Doesn't sound like that'd be a problem.
We try to run, I believe it's, five Thursday nights and one Saturday. Usually go from 6 to 9 or thereabouts. I rarely overrun that. But 6 to 9 on Thursdays, and on Saturday it's pretty much a full day because that's when we do the firefighting and the search and rescue and some other stuff. All the physical stuff is done in one day.
Okay.
We do have a lot of fun during class. Most people I've talked to after classes have really enjoyed it.
And we get to meet our firemen, right?
You get to meet one or two.
Firefighters, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, you get to meet one or two.
Well, we all love our firefighters.
We all love our
rescue personnel. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. they deserve it.
take the class, and you'll learn how to be a rescue personnel yourself in some ways.
I haven't taken the class. I know. I'm sorry. I'm already getting flack on this. But I actually feel pretty safe just knowing this exists out there, because I have a friends who the whole family took the class.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, wow, I feel really safe. But here's my issue. It's like I have small children, like down to 4 years old, and I worry about having to leave my family in an emergency. I'm sure you get these questions, you know?
Well, okay, let's look at the basic program. You're not mandated. Nobody's saying that because you've taken a class, you have to do anything. If you take the class, you become part of a team, you form a team, then you can all work together. And here again, there's something for somebody to take care of, to do on a CERT team. If nothing else, they can watch the kids while a CERT team works.
Yeah.
Does the work.
Yeah, okay. I could see, that was a while ago in the good times, I think, there was a whole issue about being prepared. And I kept that issue. And one of the things it said is, in neighborhoods, everybody get together. Someone's going to have a barbecue. Other people are going to have food. Get together and have a block party. Someone watch the kids. And I think that's kind of what I would do, because I have a trampoline. So they all come over to my house. So it's basically just doing what your talents are, but having that training, even in your own family, I would think would be very valuable.
Well, and I want to add that SLV CERT, which is run by Mountain Community Resources, and it's one of a number of volunteer programs I coordinate, also has another program called Mountain Neighbors Network, which does exactly what you're talking about. Encourages one neighbor to step up and sort of coordinate the neighborhood, disseminate information on neighborhood preparedness, pick a meeting spot, just share basic information around needs and resources. Is there a doctor in the block? Does someone have special needs? So,
and that's one thing I want to get into when we come back on the issue of liability, because I know my mom's a nurse, and we had all talked about that as I was growing up. What do you do in an accident? Can you get sued, in other words? You know. So we'll talk about that when we come back. And it's 831-479-1080. Join in, or if you're just listening intently, you know, hope you're getting a lot out of it, because I think this is a valuable, valuable resource for our community.
Or if you've gone through the program, call in and tell us about it.
Yeah, we want to hear some good news.
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp, Railroad, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is.
Woohoo! We are fantastic.
A strawberry feels forever.
Yes. From up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all, and to have a time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gilardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now.
Call Specialized Helicopters today at 831-763-2244 or go to specializedheli.com.
Hi, it's me again. You know, Youngevity has everything you need to keep your energy level high and your mood positive. And we all need that. To start with, get your 90 essential nutrients for a solid foundation. For a great start to the day or a fantastic snack anytime, try a Nature's Way shake, chocolate or vanilla. High protein, no sugar, tastes wonderful. Keeps you full and your blood sugar stable until lunch. No sugar cravings. Another tip, put Rebound FX in your water bottle to sip on all day. Essential vitamins and minerals, electrolytes, the nutrients from green tea, gets you through a workout or a work day without that energy crash. And finally, remember your essential fatty acids, Youngevity's Ultimate EFA and EFA Plus. not only essential for your health, but an absolute must for a stable and positive mood. Call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. You can also check out vitamingoddess.com. Take care.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
Back with more of Radiance and Chocolate now. If you'd like to call our program, 831-479-1080 is the telephone number.
And we're back. I would like to ask a question of either Ray or Copper, and that is, after you take care of the CERT training, do you need to renew this once a year, twice a year?
There's no real renewal, but there is ongoing education.
Okay.
Every so often we have a different or a new program that comes out, a new module that comes out. For instance, what everybody so far, the Felton folk, rather, I should say, in this program, have already taken the traffic control module that we came up with, and there is now a wildland module, wildland fire module, which I haven't showed anybody yet because I just haven't planned it. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do that pretty soon with the Felton folk.
You have a listing of contact information, and you know, you're contacting people weekly, or
yes,
so they're getting information.
And I want to add that different programs are different. And so, for instance, for San Lorenzo Valley CERT, which has been instrumentally helped by Felton Fire, I just want to say Ray also donates his time to that program as well. Stresses ongoing drills and ongoing practicing of techniques. And so as part of the Santa Cruz CERT Council, which has a website, we encourage, we're going to sponsor a drill once a year as well as a continuing education module once a year. So that would be available countywide.
Great. And so we were talking about, before we went to the break, the issue of liability, and I know a lot of people have that kind of questions, but I know there are laws in place to protect volunteers right now. Is that so?
There are two laws, actually, that are very useful for people who go through the CERT training. And one is the Good Samaritan Law, which basically says if you've been trained in a certain rescue technique, you are covered against liability issues if you act within the scope of your training. So that doesn't mean you can go in and do surgery if what you've been trained is to how to make someone in shock feel comfortable and give them water.
Right.
But as long as you're following the scope of your training, you can be exempt of any liability issues. You also have the option, once you've been through the CERT training, to become what's called a disaster service worker. Mm-hmm. Which is currently a program that goes through the county and will be administered locally soon. And what that means is that you sign up to be a disaster service worker, you get an ID, and if you're called up in case of a disaster, you are protected by workman's comp insurance if you're injured. Those programs
that's
are
good
very
information.
Useful.
Okay, that's really good. So people are pretty safe.
And both those concepts are pretty necessary and pretty instrumental for something like this to work. I mean, you want to make sure that your volunteer help is not, if they're properly trained, is not held liable if somebody happens to die.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's,
right,
just, it's sort of like if you're employed as a lifeguard, same
right
kind of thing.
Exactly. One thing I'd like to mention, though, is we're talking here about Felton and SLV. The CERT program is not unique to us. The CERT program is throughout the county at this point. Actually, I believe either Aptos or Santa Cruz Fire are the ones who started in this county. with the CERT program, and then the rest of us have kind of jumped on a bandwagon. We, I know Scotts Valley has a program, and SLV and Felton have the most, the next most active program after Aptos and Santa Cruz. And now Watsonville and Central Fire District are also jumping on the bandwagon and starting their programs. So it's not unique to the SLV. It's all over the county.
And indeed all over the nation. After 911, federally, FEMA picked up and with Homeland Defense monies has really been working on making this available free, this curriculum. There are online trainings that you can take if you don't want to take a class. There's a lot of resources through the FEMA website.
So you're going to learn CPR techniques in this class?
No, you're not.
Okay, so you should separately...
Right.
We obtain that.
We teach triage, and we teach what I call meatball medical, which is it's just how to open an airway and how to stop bleeding and how to treat for shock. Other than that, first aid and CPR are offered separately.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's a good idea for everybody to learn first aid CPR.
Good idea for everybody to learn CPR.
I learned it. I did it when I had kids.
Yeah.
You know, so it's come in handy, actually. So it sounds like we're running off to one of those breaks. So what I want to do when we come back is, you know, we learned a lot from Hurricane Katrina, and I think there's a lot to talk about there. So we're going to do that when we get back. And the number for anybody who wants to call in is 831-479-1080 on the Radiance and Chocolate Show this Monday, the 14th of May. And we'll be back.
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp, Railroads, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is.
Woo-hoo! We are fantastic.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yes. From up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all and to have a time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gallardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now.
Call Specialized Helicopters today at 831-763-2244 or go to specializedheli.com.
Hi, Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
Ron, you're here at Capitola Freight and Salvage. Why are you here?
Well, they got many good deals here. You know how to put them together.
You come here often?
Quite often, many years. Deal with the price a little bit, but I don't like to hurt anybody either. So I generally pay pretty much what they ask. I have a lot of stuff in my house that I've bought from here over the years. And now I buy houses and refurbish them and turn anything into gold.
And you do with the use of this store?
The usage of this store near, oh, I would say 20 years.
There you go. Repeat customer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The phone number is 465-6990. That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
Hey everyone, it's Melissa Stone, intuitive healer and fitness guru from the Santa Cruz Mountains. And I have been told by my clients that I am busy as a bee, and that means I don't have time to get sick. So when I feel run down, I take Youngevity's Killer Biotic FX. Its main ingredient is propolis, a property that bees collect from plants to keep their hives free of bacteria, yeast, and molds. Then I make sure to take good care of myself by eating good foods, lots of garlic, get plenty of rest, a massage, and along with a good healing meditation, and I'm flying again. If you want more information, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Be busy, be passionate, sting no one.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
And we're back on AM 1080 KSCO with the Radiance and Chocolate Show with Sophie and
Melissa.
And I'm just going to put it right back to Copper and Ray because they've got the gold that you need to hear.
Well, I was interested to hear you bring up Katrina because certainly everybody in disaster response and preparation learned a lot from some of the things that worked well as some of the things that didn't work so well there. And I think one of the pertinent things about and why it's so important for people to get this training is I've seen statistics that say that close to 85% of the mortalities in New Orleans would have not happened if people had had 3 to 5 days of food, water, and medication.
Hello.
85%.
Wow.
So I just want to start with some of those statistics. And, Ray, I know that you have some really compelling reasons.
Well, if you look at the fire service in today, or any EMS service for that matter, in today's environment, the average paid fire department has anywhere from 6 to possibly 12 people on duty at any one shift. They can get out two to four engines at any one time. You get a major earthquake, that 2 to 4 engines is going to be overwhelmed and just totally swamped. And a major earthquake is going to overwhelm everybody, so that the mutual aid system is going to go down a drain real quick. The smaller departments that rely on their neighboring departments to come up and help them, it's just not going to happen. If you have four engines available and you get 12 calls, well, you got to start prioritizing. So not everybody's going to see that fire truck or that fire engine or that ambulance within the expected 2 to 3 minutes. This is why CERT program, and this is why just being prepared in general is so important. If you don't want to take a CERT program, you don't want to be a team member, at least take one of the classes that's going to be offered here pretty soon on just being generally prepared for disasters. That's only a 2 or 3 hour class, and we'll teach you how to set up a kit and how to what goes in the kit and that kind of stuff. So remember that just because you dial 911 after a big emergency doesn't mean that we're going to be right there.
Doesn't mean that you're going to be able to dial 911 either.
Exactly. That's a fact.
You know, the phone lines go down.
Yeah,
that's like one of the first things to go down. So the gist is that the bottom line is this is not optional. We're gonna be depending on ourselves in a major disaster, is what it sounds like. And also, just why should the rescue personnel have to deal with things that happen just because people aren't basically prepared? I mean, I know you have to deal with that and you have to take care of everybody, but wouldn't it be nice if everybody just did that little thing? And it's not a big thing.
And it's not a big thing. It's what? Making sure you have 3 or 4 days worth of water in your home.
Water.
It's gone up. It's gone up since Katrina. It's now up to 7 days.
7 days, okay.
Yeah. Seven days of food and water.
And isn't that 1 gallon per person per day as far as drinking water?
Yeah, you should have at least that. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you need to know where your propane shutoffs are and your gas shutoffs.
Propane and gas, electrical, and you know, besides knowing where they are, you need to know how to turn them off, and you need to know when to turn them off. We don't always have to turn our gas off just because the ground shook a little bit.
Right.
In fact, a lot of times you don't want to turn it off. If you can't smell it or you can't hear it, there may not be a reason to turn it off. Take the class, find out more.
Right, exactly.
So, wow, time flies. There's so much to go into. I'm hearing the music again. So when we come back, you know, we're going to have more of this really good information because it's fire season, folks. And we live
in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk about this. There's people need, and you need to listen. So we're going to be back after these messages. And it's 831-479-1080. Join us.
Don't all dial at once, though.
everyone. It's Melissa Stone, intuitive healer and fitness guru from the Santa Cruz Mountains. And I have been told by my clients that I am busy as a bee, and that means I don't have time to get sick. So when I feel run down, I take Youngevity's Killer Biotic FX. Its main ingredient is propolis, a property that bees collect from plants to keep their hives free of bacteria, yeast, and molds. Then I make sure to take good care of myself by eating good foods, lots of garlic, get plenty of rest, a massage, and along with a good healing meditation, and I'm flying again. If you want more information, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Be busy, be passionate, sting no one.
Hi, Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
Ron, you're here at Capitola Freight and Salvage. Why are you here?
Well, they got many good deals here. You know how to put them together.
You come here often?
Quite often, many years. Deal with the price a little bit, but I don't like to hurt anybody either. So I generally pay pretty much what they ask. I have a lot of stuff in my house that I've bought from here over the years. And now I buy houses and refurbish them and turn anything into gold.
And you do with the use of this store?
The usage of this store near, oh, I would say 20 years.
There you go. Repeat customer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The phone number is 465-6990. That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
...479-1080 is the telephone number, 831-479-1080. If you'd like to give us a call and find out about the training we're talking about today.
And we're back with Sophie and Melissa and Ray and Copper. And it's fire season, folks, so we need to deal with that. Take it away, guys.
Well, fire season. We're going to have the absolute worst fire season year in history.
Due to the rain, right?
Did you hear that last year? The year before last? You'll probably hear it next year again. Yeah, we've had some. We've actually had a little bit of rain this year, not a whole lot, just enough to keep the grass growing. It will eventually get hot again. We'll get nice warm weather with that northeasterly wind blowing, and the potential for fire danger goes way up, sky high. Some things that you can do to help, in fact, is if you see smoke somewhere where you know it doesn't belong, how about reporting it? Call 911. It's amazing how many people don't want to call 911 because they're embarrassed. In case it's nothing. In case it's better safe than sorry, though, right? You betcha. Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And better to be prepared than responsive. So I think the main focus of the CERT program is being prepared. And indeed, for fire, there are lots of things you can do to really change your risk factors, including clearing landscaping to drought-resistant native plantings for at least 100 feet around your property, making sure you store firewood away.
Doing this as we speak at my house.
Right.
During the show. Seriously, I have someone in clearing all the... Because, you know, what happened with that little bit of rain? Everything exploded and grew.
Right. Yep.
And that's all going to dry out. So we're having it all mown down and taken out right now.
Well, you'll be very proud of me. I went around and replaced all my batteries and my smoke detectors.
Good. Made sure
that all my fire extinguishers have fluid in them, which you need to check every so often. Make sure that it's still all good.
Do you have an emergency kit at home?
I do have an emergency kit.
I have like four of them.
You have flashlights in there?
I have everything. Are you kidding? I do drills. I have four children, folks.
I've not done drills.
I do drills. I do earthquake drills. I do fire drills. My four-year-old knows where, and we know the rooms that are safest for earthquakes. We know the entrance and the exit for the fire, and it just, you know what?
That's great.
It's peace of mind for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. That's something that I really emphasize on the first class of CERT, and I'll also emphasize this when I start doing the just a standard basic preparedness classes, is how to put one of these things together and what we call EDITH, which is exit drills in the home, how to get together and meet and everything, and how important it is for you actually to practice this once in a while, especially with younger children. In fact, if you have younger children that are in school, listen to what they tell you, because some of the kids have had it in class already.
Right.
They have some great ideas, and if you listen to them, you might be amazed at just how much they know.
Right. They learn some really basic things, the stop, drop, and roll,
right.
Crawling to get under the smoke. You know, I remember learning that stuff in school, and it carries over. It's very simple to remember. You know, like I said, I have a four-year-old who knows this stuff.
Is there one thing or anything that's common amongst the different CERT programs that you're talking about? You talk about Felton's and then the San Lorenzo Valley and also the Aptos and Santa Cruz programs. Are there certain elements of every CERT program that are common?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The entire program is common. It's we take it straight from I'm sorry to use this bad word on the radio, but FEMA put the program out. It comes from the Department of Homeland Security through FEMA, and they're actually the ones that have put the program out, and it's pretty much common. We can modify it a little bit, but not too much. And you can take a person from Felton and put them right into an Aptos CERT program, and there shouldn't be any difference in their training whatsoever.
Yeah. I think that's
pretty
great.
Standard
that's
training.
Great. I think we have a call.
Yay.
Go.
Let's see if Billy can.
All right, that's Rick in Boulder Creek. You're on KSCO.
Hey, Rick. Thanks
hey, Rick.
For calling in.
Hey, no problem. I was just wondering, with the CERT training, how many people do you guys need to train for like an area, for like a neighborhood or the county to be reasonably safe against come what may?
The more the merrier. If you can get a minimum of five people in your neighborhood that want to form a team, you've got something really good going. Minimum five people for a team. And they don't all have to be trained at once, because once you get this thing going, let's say you get a small team going, then you can start advertising and talking to your neighbors and stuff, and eventually get some more people trained. They can just jump right in there.
And in San Lorenzo Valley, you can take the training and not ever do a team. We encourage the formation of town teams and neighborhood teams, but really, you take the training and you know your family and your neighborhood has that much more experience and knowledge to back it up.
That's great question, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
We have another call. Margaret wants to ask about earthquake theory.
Excellent. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I don't believe that Santa Cruz people, or even Californians generally, really believe there's going to be another earthquake.
How could you not?
I know.
No, they really don't. I've seen
it
over and over again.
It.
They don't think
denial.
Right. Now, I want to know, do any of your experts there have the hard numbers of who in this county actually are prepared and who are not? Or is there a survey? Will you guys ask the local newspapers to do surveys on the hard numbers? What?
Are we talking the
who's
population?
Prepared? Yeah.
Who's prepared in the population?
Yes.
You know, we live in one of those counties that... there's so much flux here with people. People move in, people move out, et cetera. You can't really – I don't think you can get a really good estimate of how many people are prepared.
Well, then
why don't you all call in if you're ready?
Yeah. let's call in and then we'll count you.
Right. And I want to add that there are things you can do to give out information to people that impress upon them the seriousness of it. There's a website, I don't know if you remember the information about how to get there, that tells you about the earthquakes happening today, daily, weekly.
Is there a cost for the class?
The class? No.
Is there a cost for the
no,
class?
No, there is no cost for the class. There may be a cost for the material afterwards if you choose to buy it. You don't necessarily have to. The class is free.
Okay. I, of course, am well prepared. I prepare for three people, and there's just myself. But what I've also done is I've got a vehicle kit.
Right.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Really important.
Excellent
really
idea.
Important.
Excellent idea.
It really is. And I've got, of course, the hands-free flashlights.
Oh,
and
that's
whistles.
A good idea. I don't have that idea. Yet.
Yeah, those are good points.
Whistles and, the disposable cameras.
Great.
Great.
And
that's
that sort of thing.
I want to add that in the car kit, it's essential to have some things like documents, your family documents.
Oh, yeah.
Cash, because if electricity goes out, there's no access to cash.
Right.
Family photos to help locate people that you might be separated from in your
family.
Comfortable shoes.
Rope. Make sure you have rope in your car.
I even got a stick.
Flares. Maybe a Boy Scout handbook. That always helps.
I'm serious. What is the stick for, Margaret?
To hike up and down the ditches.
Good for you.
Hey,
good for
great.
You. Gosh, some gems are being given out here by the audience our guests.
We need Margaret, thanks for the call.
On the earthquake thing, there is a USGS website.
I think I have that.
That
will, my favorite.
You can find that. Yeah. Google will find it for you really fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't
it's
remember.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
We'll be right back right after the break on Radiance and Chocolate. This is AM 1080 KSCO. You can give us a call at 831-479-1080, and we'll be right back.
Let's fight global warming by bicycling. Join the Transportation Agency for Monterey County for the annual Monterey County Bike Week, May 12th through May 18th. Riding your bike reduces carbon monoxide, saves you from paying high gas prices, and also improves your health. Join in Bike Week on Saturday, May 12th at Whole Foods in Monterey and various locations all week. Free breakfast will be served. All participants eligible to win $1,000 cash. Event details at bike2work.com or call 775-0903.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
Hi, it's Sophie Winnick. I don't know about you, but this time of year, I get a little bit stressed out. You know, there's so much happening, and I never seem to have enough time to do it all. Well, you know what I'm talking about. So just what can we do to control our stress? Well, start with your 90 essential nutrients with Youngevity's Pig Pack Plus for optimal health and stamina. For relaxation, Youngevity's ancient legacy essential oils, either burned in a diffuser, or better yet, added to a warm bath with Dead Sea Salts, really helps all the tension drain away. I think I feel better already. Call me, Sophie Winnick, 335-3216, 335-3216, and I'll get you set up. Or email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. Or better yet, check out vitamingoddess.com for all things Youngevity. Take care.
We're back on Radiance and Chocolate for a Tuesday, Monday. What is today? See, this is what happens when you get up in the middle of the night to come to work.
Anyway, we're back with Melissa.
Hello.
And Sophie. That's me. And we have a lot to get into this last little segment, so I know you guys look like you're champing at the bit to get that last little bit of info.
We want to get your contact information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, go ahead.
To contact me at Mountain Community Resources, you can either go to our website, which is www.mountaincommunityresources.org, or you can call me directly at 831-336-3919 for information on any of these programs.
If you live in the Felton Fire Protection District area, you can go to www.feltonfire.com. Or you can call 831-335-4422 for more information. Or you can email me directly at felcap, that's F as in Felton, E-L-C-A-P, 07 at yahoo.com.
And I want to add that if you're interested in CERT trainings but don't live in the San Lorenzo Valley, you can find out about all classes offered in the entire county by going to the CERT Council website at www.santacruzcountycert.org or calling 831-685-6690.
Great.
Okay. Anything? I know Billy had a little tidbit to offer.
Actually, just with the way airlines are going now and the way things are happening, it's a good idea to have a hard ID somewhere where you know you can get to it. And by that I mean either a birth certificate or a passport. What I was thinking about, because you can't travel now without a passport. At least you won't be able to in the near future. So
right. Well, you can't come back in from Mexico now without a passport. That was fairly recent.
Yeah. So we do have a phone call. Do you guys want to try to get one more
in? Yeah, let's try to get one more in.
Okay, this is Rich in Santa Cruz. Rich, we're running out of time, so give us your question.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, how you doing? This is maybe a little conspiratorial and stuff, but I wanted to ask you guys about FEMA and the level, you know, of the chain of command, you know, and basically, you know, 9/11 happened, and if something bigger like, you know, happens, and you know, there's mass hysteria and all that. I think at Katrina, they actually confiscated guns from people in the middle at the very early stages. Mm-hmm. You also hear about detention camps. If you're wandering around.
So you have a question about the chain of command and who's ultimately in charge?
Well, yeah, all that.
Okay. Can you? We don't have too long to address that.
You know,
Well, if you can comment on some of that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I can comment on all of it, but I'd have to take off my Felton Fire shirt right now and comment as somebody different.
Take your shirt off.
Well, I don't want to. I can't represent my fire department and say what I got to say.
Yeah.
Well, FEMA.
Would you say some of the things I said might be close to accurate?
I have no idea. I have never heard of anybody complaining about things like that.
You didn't hear about Mayor Dagan?
Well, I do want to just say that there is actually an Office of Emergency Services Emergency Response Plan, and it does follow the national guidelines of being under what's called SIMS compliance,
right,
which is working with organizational structure and incident command. So there's a plan in place, and you're welcome to look at that plan on the Office of Emergency Services website. None of it has ever indicated to me that there were going to be internment camps. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm not subject to, I don't see the sheriffs.
Also, too, we have a regular, under normal circumstances, the police department, the sheriff's department, the California Highway Patrol all have plans they operate under, and mutual aid they operate under, just like the fire departments do. And, you know, there is a protocol as to who does what when, and I'm sure that when all this is, it should, and if this all happens as a big-time disaster like the Loma Prieta earthquake, for example, people have a tendency to work together and do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for your call there, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for your question.
I don't think FEMA is as bad as people want to make it into a three-headed monster.
Well, not anymore. It's not. I mean, they have done a lot to fix that, you know.
And it's only as good as the counties and areas are in compliance with them.
True.
Right.
If you aren't following those guidelines as a county, which we are, but other counties nationally are not.
Right.
And then it falls apart.
Right.
Well, that's great. And, you know, don't worry about your question, because I would expect nothing less from our community. But we just don't have time to get into it.
Of
course, they always do it at the end of the show.
Another program.
It's a whole nother show.
Now, anyway. I wanted to honor the police department, emergency response, nurses, anyone that deals with emergency. You are awesome people, and I just want to tell you that I honor it. And in my business, I give a discount. So if you call me up,
Tell me you're an emergency response, and I give a discount for that, because we need to take care of each other.
Yeah, and I want to thank both of you, Copper, Raznick, and Ray Solar, for coming in, and thank you, as always, Billy. Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
Are we going to come back and have a little bit more time?
We are out.
Or are we out of here?
Thank you for having us on.
It's been a pleasure, and I think we did a great service to the community. And we'll do a quick namaste. Yeah, and I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks, so Melissa's on her own. Be gentle with her.
Yeah, check out the show. We're going to talk about drug addiction next week.
Let's fight global warming by bicycling. Join the Transportation Agency for Monterey County for the annual Monterey County Bike Week, May 12th through May 18th. Riding your bike reduces carbon monoxide, saves you from paying high gas prices, and also improves your health. Join in Bike Week on Saturday, May 12th at Whole Foods in Monterey and various locations all week. Free breakfast will be served. All participants eligible to win $1,000 cash. Event details at bike2work.com or call 775-0903.
AM 1080 KSCO in Santa Cruz. Stick around. Nick Belyach is coming up next on AM 1080.
I'm Lisa Brady. Gusty winds fanning the flames in Florida and Georgia, complicating efforts to contain a massive wildfire.
Officials are telling nearly 600 people they cannot go near their homes because flames could engulf them in any second. The wildfire that started in Georgia has charred 200,000 acres there and in Florida. Officials say more folks might have to start evacuating if it continues to spread. They're also looking for more firefighters. Many are coming from around the country.
Fox News Radio's Holly Hickman. In Iraq,
we are doing everything we can to locate our soldiers.
Major General William Caldwell, three soldiers missing since an ambush on Saturday. The Al-Qaeda-linked group claiming to be kidnappers warns the U.S. to stop searching. Use less gas, help the environment, and reduce our dependence on foreign oil. President Bush outlining his plan.
The president admits it's an ambitious target, cutting gas usage here in the United States by 20% over the next decade.
I call this goal 20 and 10.
The president, speaking in the Rose Garden, pointing out how much can actually be conserved under his proposal.
With good legislation, we could save up to 8.5 billion gallons of gasoline per year by 2017 and further reduce greenhouse gas emissions from cars and trucks.
And if this all sounds familiar to you, President Bush first outlined his 20 and 10 plan during his State of the Union speech back in January.
Fox Radio's Robin Walensky. The president also signing an executive order directing several federal agencies to work together on efforts to begin regulating greenhouse gas emissions from motor vehicles. A private firm hoping to turn Chrysler around, Daimler Chrysler, selling its money-losing Chrysler Group for $7.4 billion to equity firm Cerberus. Reaction from the United Auto Workers.
It's our responsibility to make sure that we take care of our active and retired membership, and we intend to do just that.
UAW President Ron Gettelfinger expected to meet with Cerberus officials tomorrow. Cerberus Chair John Snow, a former U.S. Treasury Secretary, pledging to work with the unions. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Travelocity presents the Big Mountain Sale.
I'll be booking a trip to the mountains when I come.
Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to a great mountain destination.
Saving 75 big ones when I come.
That's $75 off when you book with your MasterCard card by May 31st.
I'll be hiking, climbing, swimming, fishing, boating, birding, mountaineering.
Visit Travelocity.com for details.
And relaxing in my hammock when I'm done.
Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? Can I reach that fry that fell between the seats? Is that squirrel going left or right? Left. No, right. Or right. Left. Right? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last without costing a fortune. Well, so you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit Uniroyal.com.
The alleged plot to attack Fort Dix in New Jersey, spurring a new base security bill from the state's congressional delegation.
Would require DOD to perform federal background checks for all civilians who seek entry to the base and who are employed by vendors and or contractors who do business on the base, including pizza truck drivers.
Republican Congressman Jim Saxton announcing the proposal with Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg. Six men are held without bail, accused of plotting to kill soldiers at Fort Dix. One of the suspects, a pizza delivery man. No more YouTube or MySpace on work computers for our men and women in uniform.
The Pentagon says soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines can no longer use DoD computers to access some of the most popular internet streaming video sites. Not only is there concern that these sites can transmit computer viruses, but a military spokesman says they're also taking up too much web space on Pentagon computers. The Pentagon maintains this will not restrict email soldiers send and receive, but some critics suspect a goal is to prevent troops in Iraq from posting